are in a race against time. Hotez is currently the spokesman for the big pharma tyranny, Fauci's minion, because Fauci's so discredited, and he's been saying, don't worry, new viruses are coming. The UN's still trying to ram through their medical tyranny treaty to take over our bodies. The globalists continue to say they're going to use new viruses out of China to bring in their world government. I've been telling you that for 20 years because it's in the Carnegie, Rockefeller, John Hopkins documents, not just things like Lockstep, many others. That's when people see me 20 years ago, you know, saying this is going to happen. They're going to use this. The shot will erase your immune system. I had the former head of Army Special Operations whistleblower. I had the doctor to heads of states, Rima Labo, whistleblowers. And then also had documents. So that's how we told you this decades ago. And I know it would sound crazy and scary, but you know how I was able to get that on national TV, on True TV? I brought all the documents to Jesse Ventura and his crew, and they aired it. And then Congress had hearings, and then Congress flipped out and had me as a writer, researcher, kicked off the show. And then they got harassed. And then Ventura just went off the show because he wasn't going to be part of that. That's how hardcore this is, okay? So, Doctor, some stations don't carry this segment. I want to do 10 more minutes with you in the next. But how do people check you out? Do they go to more 22K on X?
Yeah, so my account, the only social media account I have right now is at more 22K. You know, I was part of the whole censorship thing. I used to have Kirk Moore MD. I used to have Dr. Kirk Moore, but that got canceled. I can't get on Facebook anymore. They've permanently deleted me.
Oh, yeah. So that censorship continues. So to get to this brief question, we'll come back into whatever you want to, because I know you're a trove of knowledge. My point of they're planning more pandemics, they admit they are. That's why we can't forget about this just for those they killed and the tyranny and the carnage and all those that were fired and persecuted. But also, they plan to bring this back. This has always been their big plan.
Yeah, Alex, there are no pandemics. People need to stop having fear. There's no such thing as a pandemic. Okay, it's all just, you know, I'm not trying to be controversial, but you know, it's all fake. And this whole thing was fake. I realized this within 24, 48 hours back in March of 2020. And then in all the research that I've done, there is no such thing as a fake or as a pandemic. All of these things are contrived. And vaccines are poison right now. At least the mRNA ones are. And it's the safe and effective narrative has been around for 250 years. But there have been people that have been canceled and their lives have been ruined, dating all the way back to the late 1700s with smallpox and then polio in the 1940s and 1950s, and then continuing on, you know, into this day and age with all of us now. You know, the interesting thing is there's hope. 60% of young women and pregnant mothers now are not going to get their kids vaccinated. And, you know, and that is really encouraging. So that was just an article that just came out this last week.
That's these right. COVID bottom vaccines, line, this power grab, they thought they'd get total control with it. It blew up in their face.
Yeah, they've overstepped it. These COVID vaccines have decreased life expectancy from about 78, 79 years to about 49 to 50 years. They've taken 29.6 years off of people's life expectancy. A 30-year-old is only supposed to live now until the age of about 55 if they've had two shots. So they are killing and they're exterminating humanity. This needs to stop, and it needs to stop now.
Yeah, that reminds me of the documentary they made like 15 years ago in England. Then a year before COVID, right, they produced it before COVID. Right as COVID came out, they released Utopia, where they tell you what they were doing with the shot. And what you said, it sounds horrifying, but we have the numbers from the insurance actuaries. We have a 40% increase in death and morbidity now from these shots. This is the extermination. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexshowstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, this is such an amazing interview. Dr. Kirk Moore, I've been trying to get the doctor on who exposed the illegal secret cutting little boys' penises off in Texas. And they indicted him. We haven't been able to yet. He says he's coming on soon. But I asked my producers to get Dr. Kirk Moore on. They got him. And I thought he'd be impressive to talk to him, because I saw him on newscasts and stuff. He's really impressive if you just joined us. I know people are tuning in every millisecond. And he was talking about how life expectancy's dropped from 78, 79 down to the 40s and 50s. I mean, this is on record. This is in insurance actuaries. And it's not just that I'm worried about all those who've killed and maimed and the time bombs they put in this. Empathy is something God gave us, because if we don't care about other people, we get hurt too. Okay, so I emotionally care about other people, but that's a guardrail God gave us. These medical systems, these sociopaths, HHS's new report came out Monday that major hospitals, it's not all of them, it's select ones, the bigger, the more elite, and also the city-owned ones, and any kind of government medical research type facility, you stay away, unless you're a physician's family, and then you get great treatment. They see you like guinea pigs. They see you like rats. And when Fauci got caught amongst, this is important philosophy to understand the enemy, hundreds of beagles having their larynxes removed, put in bags with flesh-eating screw worms, because, you know, most maggots only eat dead meat, but there's different fly larvae that eat live meat. And then people are like, why would Fauci have studies to see if medical workers first remove a beagle's larynx, chain them down, put their head in a bag, and then have flesh-eating flies eat them? It's a test, folks. And so my mother has, you know, asked me, she doesn't ask me much. She says, can you stop talking about us on air? My dad's like, no, go ahead and do it. And I didn't know a lot of this. My dad didn't tell me all this till about 2006. I was about to release Endgame, and he came by the office. We were going to ballet recital. Quick story, we'll go back to the doctor, for my oldest daughter, who was like four at the time. She's now 21, Charlotte. And he sits there about 2 hours and watches Endgame before it's released. And my mother looks, my dad goes, David, it's not this bad. And I knew what he was involved in, the projects he was involved in and stuff. And he goes, no. And he's for 20 minutes, he just started telling us all the stuff they did. And topless class, winning all these science fairs, 14. They tell him, oh, you're going to join NASA. He goes to Plan 2 UT when he's 14. He's in college. And they go, oh, you want to be in NASA? You're going to MD Anderson Cancer Research Institute. And then for 2 years, he's in there. And he told me some when I was a kid. He started saying it all. And he said it was all to see what they could get interns from age 14 up to, you know, 25. A lot of them already had their medical degree. They were just interning to see what they would do. He starts telling these stories about they were injecting people and killing them, and the doctors were getting off on it, kind of like Stanford, you know, Milner experiments and stuff like that. And so, you know, he got out of that. But the point was, is that it's Fauci knowing. I remember my dad in the mid-80s. He was talking to all these doctors in Dallas, and he said, no, HIV isn't really what kills you. It's the bad meth that the gay community's on, and it's all this other stuff. And when they give them the AZT and the other stuff, that's actually what turns off their immune system and kills them. And then decades later, that all came out. Then my dad was involved in the Dallas Buyers Club. It wasn't a big deal. You had doctors, he owned a hospital or part of it with other doctors. They were giving everybody these drugs that were actually curing them, just like Magic Johnson got. And some of the doctors my dad knew went to jail. And it wasn't till I went and watched Dallas Buyers Club a decade ago, whenever it came out, you know, my dad started crying during the movie. My dad, I never see my dad cry hardly ever, except when, like, when his dad or mother died. And he told me more about it. And so the point is, there's all these doctors and people behind the scenes that you don't know have been battling this tyranny for a long time, people. And Fauci knew. They rolled out HIV. They put the virus in the different vaccines in New York and San Francisco to use the homosexual community as a vector in the hepatitis shot. That's partially declassified. Then they roll out the drugs, just like Dr. Moore just said, Kirk Moore. The virus was to create the vaccine. Same thing. HIV was the cover for the drugs that we shipped all over the world that killed people. This is all on record. I mean, Mickey Willis's brother got killed by the drugs. But then all these rich people got the word, oh, don't take it. So, and so Fauci's such a villain. Let's play just briefly the Dallas Buyers Club clip. And the reason I play that is it's the same villain today. It's the same people. It's the, just like he had Remdesivir that turns off your organs and doesn't counter COVID. Again, they create the virus to have a solution. We'll go to Dr. Moore in a moment, but here's the trailer.
Mr. Woodruff, you've tested positive for HIV. Have you ever used intravenous drugs? Have you ever engaged in homosexual conduct?
Homo, you say homo? You made a mistake. That ain't me.
Mr. Woodruff, we estimate you have 30 days left.
Newsflash, y'all. There ain't nothing out there can kill Ron Woodruff in 30 days.
The drugs, they just released for testing, and I know this hospital's one of the sites. I need it.
It doesn't work that way, Mr. Woodruff.
Where are you going?
They got good meds out of Mexico. It's better than what you can get here in the States.
This is protein, totally non-toxic.
And you can't buy this in the USA?
Not approved.
You could be making a fortune off of this.
You look great.
Honestly, I look amazing.
Anything to declare?
Nada.
They're importing illegal drugs for sale. It's a very serious offense.
They're not illegal. They're merely unapproved.
I've been looking for you, Lone Star.
Listen, Tinkerbell, unless you got more cash or new clients, I'm busy.
You don't deserve our money.
Cut you in. 5%.
25. Take it or leave it.
Welcome to the Dallas Buyers Club.
You treating these people?
I don't treat themselves. Well, I ain't selling drugs. I'm selling membership.
Walker, Dorsett, these are patients.
Yes, sir.
They're also the names of players on the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a hell of a coincidence.
Is it? I have a court order permitting us to confiscate any and all non-FDA approved supplements.
We need a new supply.
Check Amsterdam, Ghana, and Israel.
We can do business with you.
Why are we here?
Nice restaurant.
All right, let's stop right there. So the point I make is here, and my dad was involved, did give people the drugs, but a bunch of doctors did it in Dallas. And I remember he was a little paranoid when I was a kid telling my mom, hey, they might try to indict me. The point is that you got Dr. Kirk Moore, who refused to give a poison mRNA gene therapy to people. Then you have other doctors and people that would actually give people drugs that save them. So there's many angles of how you resist this. Can you speak just in general how long Fauci's been doing evil, Dr. Kirk Moore?
Oh, I think, when did he graduate from medical school? You know, he's been involved in all of this since the AIDS epidemic back in the early 80s. And since he got promoted to the director of the NIH, I believe in 1983 and 1984 under Ronald Reagan, with what he launched, I mean, you know, AIDS, the whole AIDS thing with the AZT medication, was a test run for what they tried to do with SARS in the early 2000s twice, what they've done now with COVID in the 2020s, what they also tried again with monkeypox, what they're kind of continuously trying to do with the quote unquote new variant that's coming out with this COVID HN1.1.4, whatever that is. It's nothing but fear. It's nothing but control. You mentioned the Milgram experiments and the Ash experiments, you know, confirmational bias, and it's human nature, unfortunately, and they're taking advantage of it. You know, you've been talking about all of this stuff for the last 30, 40 years, Alex. You know what it's all about. And really appreciate everything that you've kind of, you know, you've exposed. And I'm just a small cog in this whole thing. And, you know, BARDA, it's all a DOD thing. You know, the contract that they wouldn't bring as an exhibit was a DOD contract. It wasn't a CDC or HHS contract. So this, you know, this has just been Operation Lockstep from the get-go, you know, the lockdowns, you know, Event 201, they followed all this to a T, and this is what they want. Michael Yeadon talks about this being a bioweapon. Vladimir Zelenko talked about this being a bioweapon back in early 2021 before he died. Look at these videos. I mean, how do you go along with it? Or you have videos of the people on an orchestra sitting there with, you know, wearing a mask, but they have a hole in it so that they can blow with their wind instruments. You know, you're not allowed to be within 6 feet of somebody when you're walking up to check in for an airplane or for a flight to get on an airplane. And then they stuff you in like sardines when you're sitting there shoulder to shoulder with 200 other passengers, but you're safe because you're wearing a mask.
It's all compliance rituals.
It's compliance and control. This was the biggest and largest transfer of wealth in the history of mankind. They were picking winners and losers. Amazon, Walmart, Home Depot. There you go. That picture of the mask. I mean, how does that help you? And the scary part, Alex, is it's still going on. I went on a drive through California the other day, and we were with a bunch of cars, and we were driving down. We went to Pebble Beach to the golf course there, and we had lunch at the Pebble Beach Country Club. There was a guy riding his bike, and he had the same thing. He had a mask on, and then he had this huge hole where his mouth was. It's crazy. And the people, the employees in the grocery stores in California were still wearing masks. You still see some people walking around in airports. Look, a mask for everybody used to get mad at me. I got in a huge fight over this on X back in 2020 with some guy in England. And he was offended because he's like, you as a surgeon should know better. And I'm like, I do know better. The mask is to protect me, not my patient. The mask is to protect me from getting sprayed by blood and sputum or stool or fluids coming from the patient, not the other way around. That's why I wear glasses in the operating room, is to protect my eyes. I'm not going to be crying on the patient and contaminating the patient. And the mask is there the same way that a gown is there. So it's the kind of the bastardization of medical science and the use of it to control people and to compel people and to coerce people is just astonishing to me. And we have a society now that 50 to 60% of them are doing this and allowing it to happen to themselves. And they don't have any common sense to push back, stand up and say, that just doesn't make sense to me. I'm not going to do it.
Well done.
Like that, yeah. Well, kissing with a mask on.
Absolutely. Just total ritual of control. And they admitted that. Bush planned it with their BioShield program 2004. They talked about 6 feet apart, mask for control to create fear. And then they had it planned on the shelf the whole time. So you're very informed. I'd love to have you back, not just about your case, but specifically your great research that's so dead on and so articulate. I'd love to have you on just about COVID and medical tyranny in the near future at More22K. And your practice is, you know, there in Utah. And I just really appreciate you. We got about a minute left. What else would you like to add?
Well, Alex, I just, nobody looks out for you like you, okay? You've got to do your own research. You got to stand up for your own principles. Nobody's going to do what's best for you and your family. And that's the patients, kind of, that's what they sought me out for. They were looking out for what's best for them. And I was able to provide a service to them that, you know, fit within the ethical boundaries of providing, you know, medicine and didn't violate any laws. So nobody looks out for you like you. Stand up for your own principles and push back.
Well, you stood with us. We stand with you, Dr. Moore. I hope to meet you someday in person because you are a real hero. You are what we need to turn the tide against this evil, and we have turned the tide. God bless you, sir, and thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex, and I'm available anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, the Democratic Party is coming after us to try to shut us down again. We'll go to this clip and then come back from break with all the news on the border and more. Here it is. The law firm of Wilkie, Farr, and Gallagher is at the very top of the Democrat Party law firm food chain. There's only one other as important, and that's Paul Weiss. Well, the Paul Weiss law firm agreed to pay $40 million in restitution a few months ago to President Trump for what they said was illegal lawfare operations against him and his family. Well, that very same law firm has been running the lawsuits against me and attacking me in my federal bankruptcy over the last few years. Well, now the Wilkie, Farr, and Gallagher law firm that hired in January Kamala Harris's husband has come in officially in the case against me as well. You know, they made a deal with Trump, just like Paul Weiss law firm, to stop attacking Trump and other MAGA patriots with lawfare. But as you can see, none of them have stopped any of it because they officially yesterday came into the operation against me because they're losing in state and federal court. So I shot some of this on the road today, and we added some documentation to it so you can see the details of that. But this is a big, big deal, ladies and gentlemen. And these guys really want to take us down because they understand that we continue to expose the globalist. So Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, and this law firm that has already promised Trump they would stop attacking Trump's supporters and being involved in political warfare and terrorizing people, has now come in directly into the case. So they tell Trump they're making deals. They tell Trump they're going to stop, but they're not, ladies and gentlemen. So again, here's the report I filed today with more documentation of what we're talking about. And this is all about covering Obama and Hillary and the Democrats' ass, that from our research and the suits we're filing, the information we have has violated a whole lot of laws, violations of process, appears to be serious money laundering, collusion, rigging of auctions. I mean, just you name it, everything you've seen, and a lot more is coming out. And so it looks to me like they're coming in as a cleanup operation. But that's what I keep pointing out to listeners. We're not out of the woods yet. 2.5 weeks ago, they filed this in the same show trial court where I was found guilty by the judge. This had a show trial produced by HBO. Judge Guerra Gamble, they've appointed a receiver to come shut down InfoWars, even though the case is on appeal and even though we're winning in federal court. They don't care. They're trying to do an end run around that right now. So that's why your support at thealexshowstore.com with the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, is key because the globalists see us as the flag they want to capture, the Roman standard they want to take down. We have a sale going until next Tuesday. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue liquid or capsules, get one free. Get one bottle of our incredible Irish sea moss, discount and get one free. Get one bottle of our incredible Shilajit gummies, get another free, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com because you are the people that fund us. So obviously we sell you great products so you love them, but the majority of you never actually go get the products to find out how great they are. Regardless, I need your support, thealexjonesstore.com. I have the ghouls of the Democrat Party coming for me as the low-hanging fruit because they can't get Trump right now, and they know I'll continue past Trump in the future to back people like Tulsi Gabbard running for president or J.D. Vance. It's going to be a Rubio Vance ticket, and Rubio's now on our team doing a great job. We've been enemies before, but it's going to be Vance Rubio. And obviously, if the policies are good, I'll support them. I'd love a Gabbard RFK Jr. ticket. The point is, they know I'm going to be here calling balls and strikes. They know I have credibility with the public, and they want me off the air. Only you, with your support, can keep me on the air as Kamala Harris and her husband, along with Paul Weiss Law Firm and others, come to shut down this voice, try to stop you from being able to listen and watch and make your own decisions. This is about censoring you. This is about silencing you. As Trump said a million times, they're not coming after him. He's standing in the way. They got to get through him to get to you. So here's the report.
As many of you are noticing, I'm not live today on my regular show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm re-airing that great interview I did a few days ago, or he did with me, with Tim Dillon. The reason I'm not on air is there's been a bunch of developments this morning in the Democrats' ongoing lawfare operation to shut down InfoWars. As you know, in the last year, we've been winning in federal and state court,
Texas Appeals Court, even run by Democrats, said the case was so bad they're looking to overturn the judgment, the whole fake rig Sandy Hook thing. They are so scared. So I've learned a bunch of developments I can't tell you. I'll do it in the next 48 hours. But the big thing I can tell you is this all happened today. Doug Imhoff, the husband of Kamala Harris, himself has officially taken over their lawfare operations against me. So that's where we are right now. That's what I'm dealing with. And that's what I'm trying to explain to all you guys is that I was first targeted by the Crossfire Hurricane operation before they called it Crossfire Hurricane in 2013. And I released those NSA documents we got from federal whistleblowers via Judge Arpaio. It's called Judge Arpaio, Sheriff Arpaio, in 2017. And now this is officially part of the big criminal investigation that the task force in the Justice Department is going after. The treasonous conspiracy task force. And you've got Ed Martin with his government weaponization task force. And obviously, I've been working with those folks. I'll just stop there. So I may not even be able to be on the air some in the next few days because I've been asked to go to D.C. right now. Again, I've been on the phone with all these people, White House, the DOJ today. And because here's what happened. And the bad guys already know this. They covered up pretty good a lot of the stuff they did to Trump and his family, though that's coming out. But they really messed up on me. And they got real sloppy, in the words of the Justice Department. They funded DOJ funding through the lawsuits against me. And that's illegal. And they laundered the money as well. And we put the evidence of that out last week. So this is huge. And we know Obama used those charities, those gun control charities, to launder money. And we have insiders that have reached out to stop there. But whistleblowers are coming in all over the place. And so thank God this, you know, justice is coming and their house of cards is falling, but they're also extremely desperate right now. So huge, high-powered Democrat law firm, one of the top ones. Paul Weiss, already the top Democrat firm, been running the fake bankruptcy attacks on me and suing my family and all the rest of it to try to break us. But now they brought in this group at the state court level and also to fight us at the Supreme Court of Texas and the U.S. Supreme Court. So it would take days to all the fighting I'm doing. I can only do it because of your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the best t-shirts, ball caps, the very best supplements, methylene blue, Irish sea moss, Shilajit. It's all there. I need funds. We're winning, but I am maxed out. And, you know, their goal is to just, you know, destroy me, but they're failing. And I finally, I've had some decent lawyers. I finally got some badass lawyers the last 3 years. They're tough and that are fearless that are a blessing from God. But the final equation, the final piece is you. And I can't keep doing it without you. So please support us at TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's how we keep fighting. They want us off the air because we sparked the populist revolution. You sparked it. And they see us as the capture the flag situation or capture the Roman standard. But you heard it here first. It's not even the news yet. Kamala Harris's husband, the big Democrat Party law firm guy, is now directly trying to oversee this because they're in so much trouble.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the Bigley Manufacturing and Production and Fulfillment Center. It's one of the most impressive things that I've ever seen in my entire life. You can see here, we've got some amazing products like the Ultra Methylene Blue Capsules, light you up like a Christmas tree. We've got the tincture version of it as well, which makes you feel like you're plugged directly into the wall. Amazing new Irish sea moss. We've got the power plant, which is incredible, especially if you take it with the methyl drive. We call it the power drive. But this is one of the most impressive operations that I've ever seen. So many people working day and night to fulfill orders. We're shipping out orders within 72 hours of them being placed on the AlexJonesStore.com, and it's all possible because you support us at the AlexJonesStore.com. But you can see over here, we've got shirts lined up. They're all numbered in the system so we can run by and fulfill orders as quickly as possible. There's dozens of people running around here right as we speak, just fulfilling orders like crazy, and you're the reason that Alex Jones is always gonna be on the air. Let me show you some more. Yeah, you can see here that they've just got stacks and stacks and stacks in this warehouse of product and product and product. And a lot of these are the Shilajit gummies, which are one of our best sellers. You can see them labeled up here. We've got the Shilajit capsules. We've got the methylene blue. We've got silver coins lined up. They lock those up in the back because they're so valuable. And they're absolutely incredible collector's items. Plus shirts upon shirts, hats upon hats. I want to show you a little bit about how the hats and the shirts are produced. Tell me a little bit about how this machine works, what you're doing over here.
So this is a UV printer. This is a machine that basically, if we want to put any design on something that is not apparel, this is what we do. It's mainly for putting on leather so that we can cut them out and put them on a hat to make them all nice and everything like that.
So you're printing the leather right over here, and then after it gets printed out, it goes over here to Cowboy to polish up?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about what you do over here and polishing the leather and stuff.
Well, what I do over here is I take these patches that come from a engraver and a UV printer over there. I get them all cleaned up with the silo soap and everything, makes them more supple, easier to deal with when we're doing what we need to do with them, putting them on the hats. And then I take this mink oil, it's right here, and I take a good generous portion of it off my finger and put it on each patch. And that gives it basically a water-resistant barrier. It makes it to where it's impervious to the elements. And then if people at home want to treat the hats again after they get them, they're more than welcome to do that. Helps extend the life of your hat and just gives it an all-around better look.
Essentially, we get the orders in. We organize the graphics we get. We create layouts. And then we put the ink down, the adhesive powder. Big heater dries them on, and then we ship them off to pressers.
This is upstairs of the facility where Bigly produces everything for the AlexJonesStore.com. These people handle web development, email campaigns, text campaigns, everything that we need to stay operational and ensure that the InfoWars audience gets all the products that they need as quickly as possible and knows about all the incredible deals. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com and support us right now. Keep Alex Jones on the air.
I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday the 29th to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only 3 or 4 of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say, mother. Mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world? Oh, mother. Father, gonna take your daughter out tonight. Gonna show her my world. Oh, father.
Not all bound to see your legs.
But if you wanna find hell with me, I can show you what it's like.
Yeah, the globals are finding out what it's like to bang heads with the American people right now. And they are scared, and that's a good thing. All right, you know, we love classic Trump, and we got some of it today. He's like, okay, you're going to connect me to Epstein? We'll just release everything on you. And the listeners and viewers are like, wait, he said there wasn't a list. There isn't a client list. They're playing games with names. He made a deal. The CIA asked him not to release it. I told you that 22 days ago. I said I could understand the thinking. I didn't agree with it. I said they're going to double cross you. And then I told his administration, and I told him, and Roger told him, and they called Roger up last week. He's been there for 7 days with the president. And you got Trump to come out today and say, okay, guys, you want it, you got it. And Trump has to be briefed on all this because he doesn't know all the intrigue and the backstories. So we're talking hours and hours of meetings of him learning about all this. Yeah. You are into the New World Order conspiracy, so you know all about it. Trump knows about trade and business, and he said my first, you know, when I was in 8 years ago, I didn't understand all this. Well, he still doesn't understand it all. That's why I keep telling the Q people, they're always like, he's 80 trillion chess and he knows everything. Do you know how many times I've told Trump something he doesn't know and he acts on it once he finds out it's true? You've seen the press conferences in the last 6 months where they're like, hey, Hunter Biden's got all the Secret Service and they're down there in South Africa. He goes, really? He goes and sees it's true and removes them. He is super smart. He has a lot of energy, but he's 79. So when I see the Q people saying he's invincible, don't ask questions, or the total Trump supporters saying he knows what he's doing, I trust him. The establishment doesn't want us engaging Trump. The establishment doesn't want us putting our two cents in. Remember all the headlines, 2017, 18, 19. The White House chief of staff's job is keeping Trump away from Alex Jones. Because I would tell him something, he'd say, send that to me. He'd say, I'm going to have this aide call you, give it to us, and I would give it to them. And I mean, 30, 40 times he would act on it. Now, back then, there weren't many staff that would do that. They got rid of Flynn. They got rid of Bannon. They went after Roger. And then I was just somebody. It wasn't that I was that special. Yeah, there's the SPLC. Chief of Staff John Kelly's main job, keeping Trump away from me. And it wasn't that I was that smart. They all knew it, too. Most of the people in the White House weren't even operatives. They just knew they were going to get targeted if they told Trump, hey, you know, there's all these Soros people in here like Fiona Hill. But Roger, you know, like 2017 or whatever, he's like, I've been telling Trump about Fiona Hill. You got to help me next time he calls you. You got to tell him she's a Soros operative and this general is. And I'm like, yeah, I know that's true. I'll tell him. So I get the Trump call, you know, a couple weeks later. I'm like, sir, Fiona Hill is on the board of Soros' thing. I heard that from Roger. Yeah, well, you need to do something. And here's the people. And then they fire her, and they have congressional hearings. And this is just one example. And 60 Minutes programs, whining. And she's like, I don't even know what globalism is. Yeah, you're just the editor of theglobalist.com. And it wasn't that I did something so spectacular. I just told him the truth. So I'm a quantified person. I don't even want to sit here and be on the main radar, even though they know I'm there, because I want to continue my work. That's why I've invited to the White House, invited to Mar-a-Lago recently, and I just said, yeah, you guys are a distraction. No, thank you. You know, Joe Rogan went and had his dinner. Because for whatever the imagery is, me with Trump drives the left into a new level of attacking. I'd rather just be able to influence Trump and sit here in Austin, Texas. But then I don't want to have to sit here and tell the listeners, hey, you know, Roger just met with Trump for 7 days and is his main advisor and finally got him to go on the offense to release stuff. And Roger's like, please don't give me credit. Well, the point is that it's about the story of how Trump is influenceable with the information. And there's all these people that have no connection to Trump other than voting for him who think it's like this magical thing. And then if his oldest supporters are concerned about something and say, don't cover Epstein, release it, this is a trap, and then I'm proven right. It's, do you understand to those people, this is a real program. This isn't a 4chan Q drop. These are real people. Roger K. came to the White House to get Trump to change course. We got it done. And I told you in the last week, Trump's about to come out and say release everything because he was already starting to go there. We got it today. Now, could he be pushed back? I don't know. But he's really concerned about the economy and what this coming out will do with all these Democrat leaders and corporate leaders involved screwing kids. But you heard him earlier this week. In fact, you guys queued it back up. Let's play it again. Let's play him saying, I'm going after Hillary. I'm going after Obama. I didn't do it before. Now I am. I told you days before that was about to happen because I'm in on the strategy. See, this is real people like Trump and Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Roger Stone. These aren't 4chan drops. This is real. And no, I will not trust the plan because I am the plan. Ron Paul's the plan. You're the plan. We as his constituents built this platform. So we got people on one side saying, don't ever question Trump. And you've got the left misrepresenting us when we say, Trump, you better stop it. Do you know how much Trump respects me screaming at him? And saying, if you're going to cover this up for national security, you know they're going to double cross you and come back and say you're involved. You know this is a trap. If you're going to cover it up, shut up. Do you think I just said that on air? Or do you think I've told White House advisors that? And Trump knows I'm right more than anybody. So I didn't do all that so CNN would take clips out of me, you know, out of context and say, I hate Trump. I don't care about being on CNN. I care about winning and defeating the globalists. And look at the Drudge Report, the mouthpiece of the Democrats. Look at this. Look at it. You ever seen a Donald Trump signature like that? That looks like that isn't even a good Photoshop. I mean, stop right there. How do you walk into a company and you see a bowl of fruit and you know it's plastic from 50 yards away? Because your brain knows. Look at the rise on that black Sharpie, how it's all the same black, how it's all the same intensity, how it's 3D, how the signature is not even him. You instantly can look at that and you know that's fake. Even the best AI. But South Park bought a whole AI program to show Trump naked in the desert and everything. And it looks like a real person, but the trained eye knows it's fake. How do you know it's fake? All your instincts, all your development, all your brain. So look at their pitch, their note from Trump. And then you read deeper and you learn they haven't released the note. It is a fake and admitted. But I instantly this morning saw it and went, that's fake. The signature isn't even right. The font is obviously computer. And then I read deeper, oh, this is an artist rendering. Put it back up. Look at it. You know that's fake looking at it, don't you? And of course it is. Even look at the paper. Manila paper doesn't have uniform patterns on it like that. See how your brain sees uniform pattern? So, I predicted it'd be a bunch of nothing burgers. Because Trump's not involved in any of the illegal stuff with Epstein. We already know that. I've researched it. And they're not going to bring anything out real if it was because it connects to them. No, it'll all be notes and old FBI Jane Doe's and all the recycled stuff. And, of course, it is now, just like I said. And I told the White House 2 weeks ago. I said, this is what this is. This is the attack. They're going to put fake stuff in the files. I know you already found it. I know when you got it, you saw it. How do you know that? I know. And I said, it's going to be all this stuff recycled. They go, yeah, that's exactly what it is. How do you know that? And they get more freaked out at that point. And the Democrats have already had me investigated trying to figure out how I know all this. Trump's live right now. Let's go to him.
And this is our wonderful ambassador.
He's in Scotland.
He's doing a good job. He's a very, very successful man. He'll be doing a good job.
The Royal and Ancient says you're going to have to improve infrastructure at Turnberry to bring the Open back. Is that something you're going to
have to do? I don't know. The best course anywhere in the world is Turnberry. The players all want to be at Turnberry. Everybody wants to be at Turnberry, so we'll see how that works out.
The infrastructure needs to be improved.
The infrastructure in the course is good. In fact, the Royal and Ancient, I don't know if you're aware of this, they spent a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, or probably into the millions of dollars, and they've laid all the wire for television and for electricity under the halls of Turnberry, so that when the Open gets there, they have it all done. They paid for that.
But we're talking about roads and railway stations.
I don't know. See, I don't know what you can do. All I can tell you is that it would be the best place anywhere in your country to have. There's no place like it. There's no place like Turnberry. It's the best, probably the best course in the world. And I would say Aberdeen is right up there also. Aberdeen's great. And while we're here, I'll be with my son, and he's going to cut a ribbon for the second course at Aberdeen, which is just about equal to the first. I mean, it's going to be a battle. As you know, they're very highly rated. And the second course is great. Sean Connery helped get me the permits. If it weren't for Sean Connery, we wouldn't have those great courses. No, I was never brave. No.
Did you ask House?
What are you hoping Todd Bland interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell? What are you hoping that they get out of that?
I really have no, really nothing to say about it. She is being talked to by a very smart man, by a very good man, Todd Blanche. And I don't know anything about the conversation.
About Maxwell,
I haven't really been following it. A lot of people are asking me about pardons. Obviously, this is no time to be talking about pardons. But a lot of people have asked about pardon. This is just not a time to be talking about pardons. Todd will come back with whatever he's got. You're making a very big thing over something that's not a big thing. You should be talking about, if you're going to talk about that, talk about Clinton. Talk about the former president of Harvard. Talk about all of his friends. Talk about the hedge fund guys that were with him all the time. Don't talk about Trump. What you should be talking about is the fact that we have the greatest 6 months in the history of a presidency, according to a lot of people. And we had an amazing 6 months. And this is sort of an example of it. Now we're meeting with the European Union, we're also meeting with, as you know, the head of UK, Prime Minister, and I look forward to that. But we're meeting, in terms of a deal, we're meeting with the European Union, and that would be actually the biggest deal of them all if we make it.
Did you ask House Republican leaders to not vote on the resolution
about
the
files? No, I was never involved in that. I'm focused on making deals. I'm not focused on conspiracy theories that you are. I mean, I watch you people. It's so sad. You ought to talk about the success of our country instead of this nonsense you talk about over and over again.
You've done an amazing job on illegal migration in America.
I have.
People here are very worried about the situation. Record numbers.
Well, I say two things to Europe. Stop the windmills. You're ruining your countries. I really mean it. It's so sad. You fly over and you see these windmills all over the place, ruining your beautiful fields and valleys and killing your birds. And if they're stuck in the ocean, ruining your oceans. Stop the windmills. And I mean, there's a couple of things I could say. But on immigration, you better get your act together. You're not going to have Europe anymore. You got to get your act together. And as you know, last month we had nobody entering our country. Nobody. Shut it down. And we took out a lot of bad people that got there with Biden.
All right. Obviously, Owen's coming up in about 12 minutes with the War Room. He'll have all of this for you, ongoing live press conference, and any key points we'll play. But back to Jerome Powell. The end game now with the private Federal Reserve, he'd have to get Congress to repeal the Federal Reserve Act. He doesn't have the votes. He can appoint the Fed chairman. That's it. That's not till next year. But Powell, now it's over $3 billion on the building. He lied to Congress, said there was nothing fancy, no private elevators or private rooms or, no marble, nothing. This is ridiculous. So Trump yesterday goes and just hands him the documents and flame broils him. So, and now Powell says, I'll cut interest rates, they're saying, as early as next week, which everybody else has gotten in other countries, but we haven't gotten what we need for this recovery. So here it is.
The reason why we wanted to see it was the overruns of the expenses. We wanted to figure out why.
Yeah. So we're taking a look, and it looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Yeah, it just came out.
Arno said it about 3.1 as well.
3.1,
3.2.
This came from us?
Yes. I don't know who does that.
Now, you're including the Martin renovation.
That,
you just added
our entire capital.
Yeah, you just added in a third building. Is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago. We finished Martin 5 years ago.
It's part of the overall work.
But it's not new.
So we're going to take a look. We're going to see what's happening, and it's got a long way. Do you expect any more additional cost overruns?
Don't expect them. We're ready for them, but we have a little bit of a reserve that we may use, but no, we don't. We expect to be finished in 2027. We're well along, as you can see.
Nice to take these off every once in a while when we're not under too much danger. So, any questions?
That's how you do it, and Powell has lied to Congress. He's criminal referrals have happened, so that's good. You know, there's so many examples of what the Democrats are doing. I mean, look how deceptive they are. Yesterday, they pushed this all over X, all over Facebook, all over the news. Look at this crap. Dems post surge of grocery prices under Biden, blame Trump, then delete the post. And you can see right here when Trump gets in, it starts going down a little bit. That's the last 6 months. But this is the 4 years of Biden. Biden gets in. This is Biden getting in right here. I mean, they think you're so stupid. Prices are higher today than they were on July 2024, all in major categories listed below. That's how stupid they think you are. And then they deleted all this, saying this was done by Trump. No, this was done by Biden. So, again, here's Trump. Here's Trump. Here's Biden. And, again, they never brought back the food production after COVID. This is all part of the Great Reset. And then notice it starts going flat or down. Up here, flat there, down there, down there. So that's the different industries in food. And Trump's doing the best job he can. You know, it takes time, but you see it going, whoop. I would imagine inflation is still not perfect, so I would imagine this is what the trend's going to do. But that's where it's going. But, oh, look, it's Trump. Any idiot could look at that and know that's not the case. So how stupid do they think we are? They keep thinking we're dumb. Now, on the border, I could have done hours on this. I know it's about to take over. But look at the entitlement of the illegal aliens. From all over the world, they come here, they get all this free goodies, and then they're being deported, and they throw fits and start basically resisting federal officers, and then we don't care. You can cry all day, you can whine all day. Let's go to this clip. This is clip 10. New York City invader from West Africa is physically carried out of the immigration court after he received his due process with asylum denial papers in hand. Imagine you don't go to other countries and stay over if you don't want. They throw you out. They laugh at you. Go ahead and roll it with audio.
Amigo, I want to problema, amigo.
Hold on, Pete, man. Sorry.
Move back. Out the way, guys. You're going to get knocked down. Move!
Now, Madrid, in Spain, and in Paris, and London, they all have endless illegal alien riots. And, of course, none of them are white people, but you get to hear white people are doing all this. And so, yeah, let's run it with some audio. This is a Paris last night. Looks pretty fun, huh? All right, so continuing here. This is every day. I have stacks of these. Afghan stabs two women in the France, then gets beaten by crowd. Somali Minneapolis mayoral candidate condemns white domestic terrorists, saying whites have the highest crime rate or committing mass terror. Of course, that's a total lie. They have other than Asians, the lowest crime rate. Brits rage as government piles hundreds of migrants into four-star hotel in London. This lady really breaks it down. Let's go to her. This deals with slavery. You know Muslims have been the biggest slavers in history, including Somalis. That's what Somalia's main export is today, is black slaves. They don't even see themselves as black. They see themselves as Arab. So let's go ahead and play this clip where this lady breaks down the facts. I forget which clip that is. Yeah, let's go ahead and roll that. Woman on TikTok talks about white Europeans enslaved by Barbary pirates, mainly out of Spain and Italy and Greece, which is true. Millions, actually millions, of whites over the Islamic invasions were shipped out. Here it is.
Apparently, history only matters when it's convenient now. 1 to 2 million white Europeans were raped and enslaved and kidnapped by Barbary pirates. Right, then the question starts coming in, well, are you a direct descendant of what happened? Did it personally hurt your credit score? So now we care about qualifiers, right? But when it's time for modern-day reparations, suddenly none of that matters. Doesn't matter if you're mixed, adopted, raised in the suburbs. The Barbary slave trade lasted far longer than African Americans. But what if white people mentioned their ancestors being enslaved for over 300 years by Muslims? Oh, then it's suddenly they were only held for a few weeks. Whole villages in Italy, Spain, Iceland were all wiped out. Ransomed, raped, sold. Oh, we can't talk about that? It doesn't score diversity points? People aren't against slavery. They're against accountability being equal. Apparently, this always gets ghosted from the textbooks, but we learn about the transatlantic slave trade and know everything about it. Because in this new woke world, history is only allowed if it comes with guilt. And then these are the same people who say that you're dangerous for having love for your heritage, your culture. And then they have the nerve to ask what that even is as they type it in English.
And then you can look it up, mainline history. 90% of the Portuguese-Spanish slave trade, Atlantic slave trade, was run by Jews. I'm not talking Jews, it's a fact. And then the ADL teaches you it was people in England doing it, even though England got slavery banned. Please remember, our big sale ends Tuesday. Buy one bottle of ethylene blue, get a free bottle. Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more. TheAlexJonesShow.com, powering this operation. Great products, get them now. Owen Schroyer takes over. God bless you all.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the capital. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. Call now for your free consultation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.